A school community is on high alert after one of its students tested positive for COVID-19. The Mount Albert Grammar pupil is a close contact of the family who had four members test positive this week. The student and family make up five of the now 17 people in the community confirmed to have the virus. Eva Corlett reports.
The student went to school on Monday but wasn't showing any symptoms. In the 2 days following, they became sick. Mount Albert Grammar is the second biggest school in the country, with roughly 3,000 students. Auckland Regional Public Health Service is working with the school and has identified 100 people considered close contacts. Those staff and students who were spread across five of the pupils' Monday classes are being asked to self-isolate. The headmaster, Patrick Drum, has declined interview requests. But in a written statement, the chair of the board, Greg Moyle, says...
The school promptly advised the school community when we received the notification from the Ministry of Health yesterday evening. Naturally, our thoughts are with the student and their family, as well as the students and staff members in the contact group.
The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says health officials have spoken with all of those close contacts.
The chance of exposure of anyone in the school community to the infection is considered low at this point, but of course we are taking all precautions. And everyone in the whole school community has been asked to monitor their health closely, seek advice from their GP or health line if they have symptoms of COVID-19, which could include a new or worsening cough, a sore throat, runny nose, fever, temporary loss of smell, and difficulty breathing.
RNZ understands teachers have been told not to speak to media. However, we understand teachers are worried about the positive test, but are happy with how the school is managing the situation. The Vice President of the PPTA, Melanie Weber, says teachers in schools across the country feel nervous.
There's absolutely a sense of here we go again, and it is concerning because in terms of students, particularly those senior students with NCEA, there are a lot of assessments coming through. Students are just getting caught up, and being locked down again now is going to make it really tough to make sure that we keep them on track in terms of achievement.
But she says this time around, they're more prepared.
I think we're all better equipped in that we've done it before. We've got some ideas about what will work and what won't work. We did, speaking for my school, I know we consulted with kids to find out what worked best for them in lockdown, so we've got some ideas.
Melanie Weber says the best thing students and teachers can do is stay safe and follow advice. The students' close contacts at Mount Albert Grammar will self-isolate for 14 days, and other students are required to stay home. The school will remain open to children of essential workers. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Eva Corlett tēnei.